With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Several Republican senators rallied to support President Trump after a tense Oval Office meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. Reporter Bernie Bennett has more on this story.
Speaking with reporters, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says President Trump reacted properly to Vladimir Zelensky being disrespectful.
Somebody asked me, am I embarrassed about Trump? I have never been more proud of the president. I was very proud of J.D. Vance standing up for our country.
Other GOP senators who voiced clear support for Trump shortly after the interaction on social media included Florida Senator Rick Scott, Kansas Senator Roger Marshall, Missouri Senators Josh Hawley and Eric Schmidt, and West Virginia Senator Jim Justice. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A senior Hamas official says no progress has been made in the latest round of talks on the second phase of the ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian terror group. It's unclear whether talks will resume. The first phase saw the release of 33 hostages, including 8 bodies, in exchange for nearly 2,000 Palestinian prisoners. President Trump says he will issue a complete pardon to Pete Rose, who was banned from the game and Hall of Fame for sport betting. He says Rose shouldn't have been gambling on baseball, but he only bet on his team to win. He will sign a pardon over the next few weeks. Also at SRNnews.com, inflation dropped a little in January while President Trump's trade policies added uncertainty to the nation's economic outlook. More from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The latest numbers from the Commerce Department show a slight decrease in inflation last month as consumers cut back on spending by the most in 4 years. Economists are watching closely for any impact from ongoing tariff threats and potentially sweeping government job cuts. The president claims tariffs will make America rich, even though analysts expect consumers and companies will likely bear the brunt of higher import duties. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. Africa is looking forward to a visit from Franklin Graham. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
The popular evangelist will preach the gospel for 2 nights, March 8th and 9th, in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Local and international Christian musicians are scheduled to perform, and a coalition of local churches is laying the groundwork, complete with evangelism efforts. Graham plans to do a lot of globetrotting in 2025. He is due to appear at the European Congress on Evangelism in Berlin and preach stadium events in the UK, Belgium, Argentina, and Spain. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A conservative nonprofit backed by Elon Musk is getting involved in a race that will determine the political direction of the highest court in Wisconsin. Building America's Future is spending $1.6 million on television spots in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, supporting Republican former State Attorney General Brad Schmeimel. He is pro-life and opposes the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. A hurricane-battered section of Interstate 40 in North Carolina reopens to traffic this weekend. George Williams has more.
Months after Hurricane Helene's historic flooding last fall led to the roadway's closure, a 20-mile section on the North Carolina side of the border will enable a partial restoration of travel with eastern Tennessee. It's not a complete reopening, as large portions will only have one narrowed lane in each direction and a reduced speed limit, which will create delays initially. Repairs to resume full four-lane flow aren't expected to be completed until well into next year. George Williams reporting.
New Mexico authorities say preliminary autopsy results did not determine how Gene Hackman and his wife died, but did rule out carbon monoxide. Officials say Hackman's pacemaker last showed activity on February 17th, meaning he may have died more than a week before his body was found. You'll find more on these stories, plus headlines and more news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.